USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
50 million Americans across the West are under excessive heat warnings and advisories today. Heat records are melting and dangerously hot weather is the rule from the desert southwest to the northern tier. Dr. Frank Lovecchio is an emergency room physician in Phoenix, Arizona. He tells ABC 15 News he's treating patients daily due to the heat.
Every shift, I'm encountering a handful of patients who have mild to moderate dehydration. Maybe they need a little bit of fluids. Then they go home. But we're also seeing the extreme, people who are unconscious, comatose, have to go to the intensive care unit.
President Biden issuing a proclamation calling Juneteenth an opportunity to recommit ourselves to the work of equity. The administration has yet to define equity. Juneteenth marks the end of slavery in the United States, more than 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
President Biden's national security advisor continues to raise alarm bells over data that China has provided to the WHO regarding the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. As lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are requesting information regarding the origins of the pandemic, Jake Sullivan tells CBS This Morning we need China to cooperate.
Ultimately, we need access, and the international community needs access to China to be able to get that initial data that will tell us the most about where this virus came from.
It seems a ceasefire that ended 11 days of fighting between Israel and Hamas terrorists last month doesn't cover incendiary balloons and airstrikes. The Palestinian militant group launched the balloons over Israel 3 days in a row, and the Israeli military responded with airstrikes Wednesday and Thursday. The helium-filled balloons are used to set fires to farmland and brush surrounding Gaza. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As more and more Americans begin to travel, rental car availability is at an all-time low. Prices are also sky high. So if you suddenly see an available car at a cheap price, you might be dealing with scammers looking to cash in on the rental car shortage. Scammers are posing as rental car companies, setting up their own websites and advertising fake customer service phone numbers, all to convince travelers they're legit. As far as how the scam works, Chris Brown is the executive editor of Automotive Rental News.
A fraudulent person involved in the scam says to take advantage of this really low rate, buy a prepaid gift card, let's say a Visa or Amex card, and then give me the PIN number, essentially, over the phone.
That's what happened to Pastor Chris Robbins as he tells ABC's Good Morning America he was traveling to attend his grandson's graduation.
I got on my iPhone and I looked up low-cost rental cars. They told me I needed to get a prepaid card.
Now he's out nearly $400. Brown tells people if you are renting a car, you should pay with a credit card if possible and never pay with a gift card or prepaid debit. Connecticut Democrat Governor Ned Lamont is pledging to quickly sign the marijuana legislation bill that gained final approval from state lawmakers. The Senate voted on the bill legalizing pot yesterday in a special session, a day after it was passed by the House. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.